It's a drizzly day in May, just after sunrise, but the rain hasn't kept the Nature Conservancy's Laurel Shabline and Nicole Simmons from driving the winding mountainous roads of Bath County.
We have 107 birding plots within this 18,000 acre project, and we're going to one of these plots to do our avian monitoring survey this morning.
The idea is to count species and individuals in a 100 meter radius to figure out whether controlled burns are making a difference. Historically, lightning strikes sparked blazes that cleared the forest floor of debris, making way for new trees and bushes, places favored by certain kinds of birds. As we hike through the underbrush, Shabline explains the difference made by a single controlled burn.
If you look on this side, this is a more dense forest where you can't see very far, and that is one kind of forest we need. But then if you look over here, you can see a ton of the sky. You see a shrub layer and a little bit of a mid layer and some dead trees that are also important. Woodpeckers really like to forage in the dead trees, and then any cavity nesters like chickadee or some owl species.
Ornithologists are especially worried about golden-winged warblers. They have one of the smallest global populations of any songbird, and this part of Virginia is their stronghold.
They weren't ever really common, but their numbers were growing in the early 1900s when settlers were coming in and making clearings and starting farmland. And then people were just mowing right up to the forest edge or converting their habitat into fields. They really need small trees adjacent to large forests. So that's why since the 60s, both cerulean and golden-winged warblers have experienced greater than 50 to 70% population loss.
When we get to the center of a designated plot, Shabline gets out her clipboard and pen, while Simmons positions her binoculars. She won't actually see most of the birds she counts, but she will hear them.
If the birds are at the very tip-tops of the trees, or if they're jumping around in the leaf litter behind dense shrubs, you just wouldn't see them all. Begin.
Hummingbird A and B. Redstart. Red-eyed vireo. Peewee. Worm-eating warbler.
Over a 10-minute period, she'll identify 16 individuals and 14 species.
They have different calls, they have different chip notes, they have different songs. One of the things that was really helpful for me, at least starting out, is mnemonics to help you remember some of the things. So we have the chestnut-sided warbler. It says, please, 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 demeetcha. Carolina Wren, I remember as Germany, Germany, Germany.
And the Eastern Towhee with some English advice.
He says, drink your tea.
In the course of their work, Nicole Simmons and Laurel Shabline will encounter black bears, bobcats, and coyotes. That's always a thrill. But the real excitement comes in reviewing the medium and long-term data they've compiled.
We've seen an increase in species since 2011. We've seen an increase in number of individuals. We've seen an increase in diversity.
In the mountains of Bath County, I'm Sandy Houseman.